Last month, Senator Kyrsten Sinema introduced a bipartisan bill aimed at addressing what many are calling the crisis on our southern border. It's called the Bipartisan Border Solutions Act, and it includes a large investment in personnel and resources in the current system. The bill would create regional processing centers along the border to protect Arizona communities when migrant crossings spike. And it would invest resources in improving the asylum process, hoping to deter migrants who don't have valid claims from coming in the first place. But many pro-immigrant rights groups have come out strongly against the bill, and that includes the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project, which has been advocating for immigrants in southern Arizona for decades. They called the proposal, quote, little more than a streamlined deportation process. I spoke with Florence Project advocacy attorney Laura Bellows more about why.
So the bill has this kind of nebulous pilot program where folks are going through the initial screening for an asylum program within a really fast time frame, I think in the hopes of being more efficient. Our concern is that people aren't going to have the information they're going to need. They'll be in a situation where they feel pressured. And this bill doesn't solve a lot of the structural problems that we as an organization see as contributing to this really unfair system that we have right now.
So the sponsors of this bill say it's a big investment in the kind of resources, the kind of personnel that we need right now to handle the growing number of migrants, especially unaccompanied children that are arriving at the border. Things like border processing facilities, hiring more people to increase DHS's processing capacity. I wonder, do you think that that kind of investment is necessary, or is this just putting resources in the wrong place, in your opinion?
I think there's some of that. I think that we, as an organization that has been advocating for immigrants' rights for the last 30 years, really understand a lot of the challenges that folks are facing as they are presenting at the border and as they are detained. And I think that there are more resources that are necessary, but the first and foremost, the most necessary resource at this point is access to a public defender system or access to a universal model of legal representation so that folks can fully and fairly and completely present their claims. So if people had access to a public defender along the way, you could get the right decision the first time instead of having to have people in situations where they're being held for longer than they're supposed to, where people go up on appeal because there have been violations of rules along the way. And we think that that model of a public defender system is really the only way to level the playing field.
One of the things that you criticize here is quite stark. You say that this would result in the unnecessary detention of unaccompanied children, which we're hearing so much about now and have in the past as well. Why do you say that?
Sure. So there's a couple things. And I think we've seen a large number of kids who come through CBP or Border Patrol custody. And a lot of them have reported pretty serious violations of rules and mistreatment. And in fact, since the beginning of 2021, over 700 of the unaccompanied kids that we've worked with have reported recent abuse in Border Patrol custody. So we think that, first of all, adding funding to that agency that has such a troubled history and is unable to really care for children in the way that they deserve to be cared for is just a bad idea. And that system needs to be changed. Then to your second question about how this would result in longer periods of detention. So one of the most worrying provisions of this bill is that it mandates biometrics, so background checks, when families want to receive a kiddo who's an unaccompanied child who's in federal custody and wants to be placed in the least restrictive setting, which is that child's right under federal law. Right now, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which is in charge of those kids and has custody of those kids, has the discretion to order those checks as necessary. But this is going to mandate it for all kids. And we've seen in our experience as a legal services provider for those kids is that that really takes a long time. It delays the process. And this provision takes away that discretion that already exists to order those as necessary and is going to really slow down that reunification process. And that's a major concern to us as well.
So Laura, those are some of the concerns the Florence Project has voiced and other groups as well. But you know, this is a bipartisan bill. It's co-sponsored by a Democrat, Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, obviously. And you know, the political reality in Washington, right, is that you will likely need a bipartisan effort to get something meaningful done on immigration. I mean, is this in any way, you know, making the perfect the enemy of the good here? Like, is this better than nothing in your point of view?
I hear your question, and I think there is some helpful language here about the importance of legal orientation. But in our opinion, that's just a veneer of due process. And once you kind of look beyond that, you see that it's going to be much harder for folks to get access to legal orientation when they're further away. They're going to be held in situations where it'll be much more difficult to challenge. And we think that any meaningful reform has to recognize that detention is just an ineffective and expensive and inefficient way of ensuring that people appear at their hearings. If you want folks to appear, there's a lot of studies that show that providing access to counsel, so a public defender or universal representation, is one of the best ways and the most cost-effective ways to make sure that folks appear and that dockets are cleared, that the immigration court process runs faster and more efficiently. So we don't think that investing in border patrol, holding tanks, and things like that is the way to solve the problem. We think we really have to look at this structurally and look at it holistically and see what helps people appear for their hearings and have those claims adjudicated quickly and fairly. And that really comes down to moving away from this enforcement and detention model and more toward a universal representation model.
All right. That is Laura Bellos, an advocacy attorney with the Florence Project. Laura, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk this through. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've also reached out to Senator Sinema about this and expect to hear from her on the show soon.